This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 18, Washing Feet. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not every one was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I've done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet." Even when we consider all of the surprising things that Jesus did in his teaching and healing ministry, this scene was likely one of the most shocking so far to the people around him. At that time, it was common for a servant to wash people's feet as they entered a home. And as we might imagine, this was an important practice of hospitality. Most people wore sandals as they walked roads covered in dust, dirt, and animal dung. So we can easily imagine how unpleasant it would be to wash someone's feet. And that's why it was typically done by the lowest-ranking slave or servant in a household. But here Jesus gives us a beautiful picture of the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. Washing his disciples' feet shows God's love for sinners in a way that mere words cannot express. This act of service gave the disciples a preview of the cross, when Jesus laid down his very life to wash our sins away. But Jesus didn't stop there. He also told his disciples to go and do the same for others. We are called to communicate the gospel through a servant lifestyle, giving of ourselves so that others may experience life. How is God calling you to do this? How can you humbly serve others in order to point them to Jesus, who gave himself on their behalf? Pray with me. Father, fill my heart with willingness to serve others and to give generously so that people may see your love at work in my life. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.